And now we're going to start Daf Lamed Hey. You want to read anything on the bottom?
Number two.
So he just said, yeah.
You're not questioning his integrity.
Yeah, that's the whole story here. Tani, so now we're going to talk about Trumas Maisa Shal Demai. Remember, the Mishnah said that if you have Trumas Maisa, the case is you bought from the Amo Aretz, you took the Trumas Maisa from the Demai, and then the Trumas Maisa fell into the food and created Dimua, created a mixture, right? So there we said, Rav Shimon Shazuri says in the Mishnah, even in the week, you could believe the Am Haaretz in that case. Why? Because there's the fear of Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser is a very chomedic thing. They have the fear of Truma on their heads. And therefore, if he hears that it was Trumas Maaser, he will tell the truth. He doesn't want anybody eating something which will be chayv yomisa b'dei shamayim on his account. He's afraid to say. So Rav Shimon Shazuri says, even during the week, you can be miming him on this. Okay? So now, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tony, Trumas Maaser shall demai, shall chasam kam demas. Now, let me just set this up right now. There's three cases. There's three treatises, rather. There's actually two examples, right? We have Trumas Maaser falling back into the actual tefuah that I bought from you. That's called Mim Kaima. So I bought a bushel of apples. I took Trumas Maaser. The Trumas Maaser fell back into the bushel. That's called Mim Kaima. Then there's another case. I took the Trumas Maaser, and then it fell into another bushel of apples, which is Shaloi Mim Kaima. It's not the same apples that I bought from him. I had a separate thing of apples. So those are the two cases. Mekaima, Shaloi Mim Kaima. Now we have three shitas. You can have three ways of looking at it. Let me read it inside here. Trumas Maaser shall demai chashkosu lim kaima de mamas. If it fell back to the original spot it came from, it makes the mua. Shaloi bim kaima. But if it falls to a separate barrel, so enum de mas, then it does not create demai. So divri of Eliezer, that's going to be your Eliezer shita. The chacham say, bein lim kaima, bein shaloi bim kaima bim damas. It doesn't matter whether it's lim kaima or not. Okay, so that's very unusual. Rabbi Eliezer is mechalek, whether it was the original one or not the original one. The Chacham say, no, it doesn't make any difference whether it goes to the original one, not the original one. It always creates a problem. And then Reb Shimon Omer, he says, Bein Lim Kaima, Bein Shalom Lim Kaima, Ein Ma Damas. It never creates a problem, even if it's Lim Kaima or Shalom Lim Kaima. So the Gemara analyzes these three opinions. Reb Bun Barakiyah, all becoming the Reb Zaira, Mandi Amam Damas, Medamas. According to the Chacham, who say no matter where it falls, it becomes dimua, or shein of damas, shein of damas, or likewise Reb Shimon who holds that it never creates dimua sanicha. That makes sense. In other words, Reb Shimon, the Chacham are consistent in their shita, meaning that it's considered trumas meiser and it's therefore going to create dimua regardless where it falls. Reb Shimon is going to hold that it because it's the rabbanon. So therefore, if it falls in, the Chacham will never machmer, let's say, in this type of Trumas Maaser, and welcome to Hefset, whatever his svar is, but at least it's consistent across the board, whether it fell in Lim Kaima or Shalom Lim Kaima. But Mando Amar Lim Kaima Medamas, Shalom Lim Kaima, Enema Medamas, but how do we understand Rabbi Eliezer that it's only if it falls at Lim Kaima that it's Medamas, but if it's Shalom Lim Kaima, it's not Medamas? What's the pshat in that? Ma Bein Lim Kaima, Ma Bein Shalom Lim Kaima, what's the difference? The Gemara says, all Reb Chagai, so Reb Chagai came into the Beis Medrash, Amrin. So the scholars who were clearing this Shiloh, they see Reb Chagai coming in, and they say to themselves, oh, you know what? B'dein humeimer Moshe da'anon ratayma. They knew Reb Chagai, when he had very strong opinions, he would swear in the name of Moshe. There's like a personality, right? I swear by Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the pshat I heard from my Rabbeinu, or something like that. So they were all taking bets. Oh, watch this. He's going to swear in the name of Moshe. And sure enough, Omar, as predicted, Reb Chagai said, Moshe dan Omar taima. I swear in the name of Moshe. Now I'm going to tell you the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, why there's a distinction between Mekoima and Eino Mekoima. What's the reason? My domam damas, when you say it goes to its original place, that it is medamas, shuhu shimateres es hashirayim lachilo. Because after all, when you originally took that Trumas Maaser, you were matir this barrel, right? The Chacham said you have to take Maaser, and you took the Maaser, and then you took the Trumas Maaser, So and then the rest of the food was mutar ba'achila. So now you're going to tell me that now the trumas meiser falls back into this barrel, it's going to be mutter? It doesn't make any sense. It's going to be like a joke. You told me to take this trumas meiser to be mutter it, and now you're telling me if it falls back in, it's going to be mutter anyway? Doesn't make sense. And my da'amar, not my da'amar, I should say, my da'amar, eino medamas, and when it's not medameya, that's talking about it, shalaymim kaima, right? She'eino mataras ha'shirayim la'achila, because there you don't have this contradiction. So therefore, that explains it. Hari Reb Lo, ka'adad Reb Chagai. So he ruled according to Reb Chagai, meaning that that's the way he agreed that this is the way Reb Eliezer, it made sense to him what Reb Chagai said.
It takes away from the kedusha, no? It takes a joke out of the.
Because you mean because you're saying it's not medamas?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I hear.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's the chashivas of it?
C variant A.
Where's variant A?
What's
variant A?
You don't
want
to
have it.
You're saying?
No. Let's not do that now, okay? Let's not worry about that now. Okay, it's a whole different shot in the Gemara. Okay, Amar Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira said, also of the Kumin Rab Kanina, there was a case where you had Trumas Meiser of the Mai mixed in to Mekayma, that came in front of Rab Kanina, that case. But Hayrikir Shimbin Shizuri, he passed him that you can ask him during the week whether it was Gemeisert and rely on his testimony. Rab Acha B'Sher Mbionison. He's telling you paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri. How do you know you can paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri? Right? And now Rav Acha B'Sher Rav Yonasan said, "Ain't a lachik Rav Shimon Shizuri." He said, "No, that's not correct." Now some people have changed this. I think. Let's see here. Rav Yonasan's statement as cited here appears to be in contradiction with the Bavli Chulin, which records Rav Yonasan as ruling Halacha does hold like a Shimon Shizuri. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein says the text of the Bavli should read, Rav Nosson said the Halacha accords with Rav Shimon Shizuri, as in the text in the Bavli in Suvas. One second. Yeah, so in other words, Rav Yonasan, let's see. Whatever. In other words, he's adjusting our Yerushalmi says ain halacha Rav Shimon Shizuri. The Gemara says in Bavli that he paskins the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shizuri.
No, we say here.
One second.
The Yerushalmi says it's like.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi says ain halacha. So what he's changing the Bavli. He's changing the Yerushalmi.
No.
What is he changing?
Yerushalmi says
halacha
is like.
No.
Yeah.
No, not Rav Yonasan. Not Rav Yonasan. The Yerushalmi says, let's get this straight.
Yeah.
The Yerushalmi says Rav Yonasan said, ain halacha Rav Shimon Shizuri.
Yeah.
The Bavli has Rav Yonasan as saying the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shizuri. Right?
And the Yerushalmi says halacha is like Rav Shimon Shizuri.
Not Rav Yonasan.
No, I said Yerushalmi.
The Yerushalmi has Rav Yonasan saying ain halacha. Okay.
Before what
can I tell you? That was not Rav Yonasan.
No, it wasn't. So you have two people.
So what's the shy? That wouldn't be a stira. That's two different people. Rav Meish is pointing out that Rav Yonasan is a stira.
Right.
So what's he amending then? Oh, he changed the name from Yonasan to Rav Nosson. That's what he does. He changes the text of the Bavli to read Rav Nosson said. Okay, sorry. So I was trying to figure out what he was changing. So he changed the name. That's all he did. Okay. Marafolda, let's just read the second thing. The main thing I wanted to read over here. He explains our Gemara differently. He explains the Gemara is not discussing it. I'm in footnote 4, second paragraph. So he says, the Gemara is not discussing of Shimon Shizuri's main novelty that he's relied upon during the week. But the additional ruling that is implicit, that he accepts Rabbi Eliezer, that Trumas Meiser of the Mai is Meduma only if it falls into its original place, Mimkoimo. So there's no contradiction between Rabbi Yonasan here and his ruling in Bavli, meaning that in Bavli, when he says, right, so he's in Bavli, he must be talking about where it's Shaloi Bimkoimo. And here he's talking about Bimkoimo. So one second.
Third line in
what?
Folder. Take a look at the Hebrew.
Maybe the Hebrew will be easier, huh?
Yeah. Look at the folder on the third line. Hifrish Trumas Meiser. You look him out there.
No. That's the next case. We haven't done that case yet. No. You're going ahead. No. The second line before that. Ain halakha. Okay, let's not get involved in this right now. Let's just have it right now. It's a machlokes here in the Gemara in our Yerushalmi whether the halakha is like him or not. Let's just leave it at that. Well, let's not clear any more shalos right now. We're going to get ourselves mixed up. Yoisim ikan ha Yerushalmi shazuri oimer. More than that, he said the following: Hifrish Trumas Meiser. If you designate a Trumas Meiser for Nisrafa, and then something got burnt. It's not clear here exactly what burnt. There's two ways to learn it. Let's learn it like this. The first shot is like this. You went ahead and you were mafresh, Trumas Meiser, Mumokam Acher. I have tevel in my house, and I was mafresh that tevel in my house for these payers over here. Then when I got to my house, I found there was a fire. Rachman Litzlan, Bar Minan, a fire, and all my stuff is burnt.
I don't know
when it burnt. Did it burn before my hafrasha or after the hafrasha? If it burned after the hafrasha, it's masukin. If it burned before the hafrasha, then I was never masakin anything.
So
what he's saying over here is, so according to that pshat, what he's doing is he's saying hareza shoalo. So then you can ask the Am Haaretz even during the week. Why? Because what you have here is you have a sfeik sfeika. It's a suffix whether the food burnt before I was mafreshit or after I was mafreshit. In Tim Solomon, the food burnt before I was mafreshit. Maybe the Am Haaretz, when he told me that he took the maishas, is telling me the truth. So I have a sfeik sfeika to be materit. So that would be this way of learning the Gemara. Now, you have to understand, let's look at the structure here. The structure here is you had first Reb Shimon Shazuri saying the first halacha, which was that you can be maimin and am ha'aretz on mixtures of Trumas Meiser even during the week. That was statement number one. Then we have the language here, follow closely. Yaiser mi kain. More than that chiddush, I have yet an even bigger chiddush, right? What's the bigger Kiddush? The bigger Kiddush is that in this case here, where it got burnt, that I could ask him, and because I have a sveik sveika.
The bigger Kiddush is that I can rely on the first suffix to add something to it. In other words, it's strong enough to be supportive of a second.
We rely on the Yama Aretz because it's right. A sveik sveika.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not sure I understand why this is a bigger Kiddush than the first Kiddush. I'm not sure. The first Kiddush I'm able to ask the Amorites directly, and I believe him, right? So I can use it
for something else.
This is less of a Kiddush, because here I have, in addition to his testimony, I also have a suffix that maybe the Meister was good to begin with. So this is less of a chiddush. You know what I'm asking? Mm-hmm. Why is this yasser mekain? It's not according to this pshat. The yasser mekain is a little difficult to follow. In the first case, I'm just asking him. There's just my question to the Alma Aretz, and he tells me the testimony. That's all I've got. But because it's Trumas Meiser, it's motor because it's a chomer of Truma that the Alma Aretz is believed even during the week. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. If I was mafresh on Mokam Acher, then, and it got burnt, then I have a suffix, and then I can ask him, and if he says it's mutter, I have a svek sveka,
right,
so that's more, that's a bigger chiddush, it's less of a chiddush.
He's so believed, that I could use it for something else.
He's so believed. Okay.
He's so believed. All right.
I don't hear that. But okay. There's one other. I want to just give you the other pshat in the Gemara.
Take a look at number 7.
One second. I just want to say the other pshat in the Gemara is that we're not talking about the thing that burned was not the Trumas Meiser. On the contrary, the only thing that was left was the Trumas Meiser. The stuff that burnt was the other tefuah. So there was no dimua. It's not mixed up, right? It's what happened was the core stuff that I bought from him got burned, and now I'm left with just Trumas Meiser. So now I have, and I don't think it's fake anymore. One second, let me get this thing over here.
So because then you know it was taken off.
Hold on a second. In B, it's B in the bottom box.
Right.
In Gra's version, the Braisa reads, Nisrfu haperis, the produce got burned. Gra explains the Braisa dealing with a case where the hulin was burned. The produce designated as a trumas meiser remained. So it teaches us that if the Amoritz testifies that he tied the fruit before selling it, the buyer can rely on his testimony and eat the produce that he had mistakenly designated as trumas meiser. That's a bigger chiddush. Because
you didn't have to do a chachilo.
So I didn't need to do a chachilo.
Oh, that is a big
chachilo. That is a big chachilo. That Yisrael Kain I hear. But if you don't like the Gra, I'm not following
because
the Yisrael Kain.
That the Trumas Meiser was taken off should comfort you in knowing that it was done.
Yeah, but it also creates quite a big Yisr that I have Trumas Meiser here. But now I'm going to rely on the Oris to tell me it wasn't necessary to begin with. Okay, that was a two pshatim. Let's go right there. Lo v'dom Rav Zeira. The Gemara says Rav Zeira did not say his chiddush over here. Also, uvdo kumay Rav Chanina in this incident. Hari Rav Shuma Shazuri. That he ruled in accordance with Rav Shimon Shazuri. So what does this mean again? So let's see here. Rav Chanina rules in accordance with Rav Shimon Shazuri only regarding our Mishnah's case. And this greater novelty, that's what it's referring to. In other words, Lobada is going on the Yesar Kain. So Lobada, this Yesar Kain Chiddush, that's not where Rav Zeira said that he passes like Rav Shimon Shazuri. It's only in the first case, in the primary case. The Gemara is just making a statement about the Pesach. Okay, 35b2. Amar Bavin. Well, Dami Ahi Shilta Lahi Ted Maisa. Because one case is different than the other case. Why? Tamon, where he tells him in an indirect manner, Lo Begin Dano Choshed Loch, it's not because I suspect you. Lo Begin Dizvonis Minoch Esmochitim. I bought wheat from you yesterday. I saw a big bunch of buyers. Amor, as I said, maybe because there were so many people there, you forgot to fix it. Was it really fixed? So that's that case. Ram Hocha, but however, here, where the buyer must admit that he separated the Trumas Meiser from the produce, I have to tell the Amorites, look, I have to tell you, I have Trumas Meiser over here. So as soon as I tell him I have Trumas Meiser, that's telling the Amoritz right away that you suspected him. Because otherwise, how'd you end up with Trumas Meiser? So it's direct. So now you have no choice. You have to say to him, begin the chashadatach v'sakninin, that because I suspected you of selling the untithed produce, and therefore I fixed it, making the iskarin. And now it then happened that the Trumas Meiser fell into its place. So v'saknin havin, was it rectified or not rectified? So this is really a little bit different, right? 12. Yeah.
English on the topic.
Yeah, he's a little concerned why he can't just say the same type of diplomatic thing. I bought wheat from you yesterday. I saw a large crowd of buyers around you, so I separated the Trumas Meiser just in case you forgot to take it off. I mean, what's the difference? You have the same thing. Yeah, that's a little problem here, exactly what the big change is. Okay. So the Gemara now cites support for its contention. In this case, he must inform the Amara that he already has separated the Trumas Meiser. Reb Shmuel Breid, Reb Yossi Bar Bon Omar, Tony Bar Kapara came. So he had a brisa like this as well. Amas Hadimua Olav, that when he says that during the week you can ask him whether he took the Meisers or not when the case gets mixed up. So he has the Ema of Dimua, which means he's afraid of Trumas Meiser, right? So that's the reason we believe the Amhar. It's who Amar Amas, he's going to say the truth. Okay, and that's the end of the Gemara. So Ad Kan Daf Lamed Hey. All right.